I've been asking the question all day long. Who is Mike Johnson? Johnson. Is he, as I have been calling him, a useful idiot meat suit? Or as Alex Jones would say,
this is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're freaking interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? Hillary Clinton is a goddamn demon.
Okay, so how did Johnson go from being Captain Pro-Life, Captain Bible Thumper, Captain All Things End with the Gospels and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that includes spending people's money that's not yours and usurious debts and all that. How did all that just go? Thanos snap out of existence. And then he starts signing bills or starts promoting things like the day of abortion funding, the day of transgender funding, giving the FBI, because it's certainly earned it, a brand new building and pay raises in the minibus bill. No amendments allowed. Matt Gaetz and the entire Republican caucus ratted him out. No amendments, no adjustments, nothing. Up or down vote, and of course they all voted no, and now he's about ready to do it again with $60 billion, they say, in funding for Ukraine. Now, those of you that have heard this four times today now, I say this, I reset this for the benefit of those that haven't heard it, because they may be surprised to hear this. This is not how this is supposed to work. So in other words, Johnson is playing with Schumer, with the Justice Department, with the FBI, and with the Biden regime. But Republicans voted to give him the gavel. Now, I go back to the Genesis moment. How did he become speaker? Because and isn't this the way it always happens in the entertainment world? In the world of industry, in the world of big business, when they make the crossroads deal, they come out of nowhere. No one ever heard of this Diddy character, for example. This guy didn't work his way up. None of them ever do. They just appear. And then they're bazillionaires. It happens literally overnight. Happens in business, happens in sports. Not so much in sports because you kind of have to play the game. But do you get all the prizes at the top? Do you get all the endorsement contracts and all that stuff that goes along with that? So this guy comes out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, I guess. Tears in his eyes, I guess, about to become Speaker of the House, Master Champion, Cinderella Story, Cinderella Boy. Rational explanations don't explain this. Kitchen table politics don't explain this. What explains it then? There's either a supernatural or a preternatural explanation. So again, before Magdalene comes on, play digital media file number 10. Is the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives? I know we already played it. That was 2 hours ago. There are many people that weren't listening then and are listening now. So we're going to play it again. Is Speaker of the House of Representatives being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man. I mean, if we break down the second part of basically an omnibus.
Right.
Let's break that down.
Right.
So Mike Johnson is pro-life. In the second part of the omnibus, just less than 2 weeks ago, he funded full-term abortion clinics. full-term abortion clinics. He funded the trans agenda on children. I mean, how does that even happen from a Christian conservative Republican speaker? He did nothing for the southern border, did nothing to secure the border. And this comes on the heels of Laken Riley being brutally murdered. This came on the heels of a video that was running on loop on social media where illegal aliens had rushed our border, ran over Texas National Guard, ran over Border Patrol agents in order to invade our country. These were military-aged men, by the way. This, he did nothing to secure a border. It's the number one issue in the world. He completely changed who he was, funded the FBI, gave him a brand new building, fully funded the Department of Justice that is persecuting everyone on the right,
including,
and actually targeting our presidential candidate for election this year, literally trying to put him in jail the rest of his life. We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore, so there's no, I can't comprehend it.
All right. Magdalene Rose is our campaign affairs correspondent, political affairs correspondent, and she may have a little bit of insight here on this. We'll talk about this and what else is going on out there on the campaign trail. Magdalene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So, Mike Johnson, Cinderella boy, out of nowhere. What's going on here? What do you think?
Well, I think Mike Johnson is suffering from the fact that he should not be in this position. And I'm not saying he wasn't a good member of Congress. I'm not saying that he's a Christian or a conservative. I think he probably is. The problem that we have here is he's not suited for the position he's in. Kevin McCarthy was a lot of things, but he was suited to be Speaker. He was a deal maker. He was a behind-the-scenes guy. He was a very good fundraiser, a kind of fundraiser we had not really seen in many years in the Republican Party. Mike Johnson is none of those things. And I think the problem we have is that when you have a speaker that is not a deal maker and not really able to do behind the scenes work in the same way, you run into these types of problems. Whereas Hakeem Jeffries for the Democrats is a deal maker. He was really a student of Nancy Pelosi's. We're dealing with the fact that this guy was not groomed for this position by House leadership. He was not made as a real viable option. He really is in this position simply because Matt Gaetz flipped out and tried to get rid of Kevin McCarthy.
So, okay, so that I covered that in the first hour. Like, he wasn't a minority leader. He wasn't the head of any committees. He hadn't been in Congress that long. So when he came out of nowhere and they made a speaker, I'm like, Milka, what's going on here? You know, at first you want to go, yeah, one of our own from Louisiana. Yeah, not so much. I mean, he even somehow was able to win over at least one Louisiana, the least likely of all of them, Clay Higgins, to vote for that monstrosity. And then Captain Higgins is out there telling Marjorie Taylor Greene, you need to stop threatening our speaker. And I'm going, if this is your caucus as speaker, now, I hadn't thought about Hakeem Jeffries being Nancy Pelosi's understudy. I mean, I knew he was in leadership because, you know, she did choose him to be on the Shampeachment 1.0 prosecution team. So he was running and swimming in that circle of sharks, but I really hadn't made that connection. So you're telling me then that Hakeem Jeffries is working the back channels and he's even working them with Republicans making deals?
He is a good deal maker. He's suited for the position that he's in as leadership for the Democrats. I think Hakeem Jeffries is also doing something very important. He's keeping the 2024 presidential election in the front of his mind. He's not willing to die on a hill that he doesn't need to at this point. I think one of the problems with Mike Johnson is that his agenda is not clear. Even if Kevin McCarthy was an absolute failure, he had a clear agenda. So a lot of times Republicans in the House of Representatives walk around and are not being guided by any giant overarching belief or goal or anything. Mike Johnson is probably a very nice man, but to be Speaker of the House, you should be a shark. You should be a political shark, and he's not that. I think the other issue here is we're not really sure what Trump's level of influence is with him. With Kevin McCarthy, we knew that Trump had a huge amount of influence. We knew that he was at Mar-a-Lago at the time. They had a working relationship. But at this point, what kind of relationship does Trump really have with Speaker Johnson? It's not clear, and I think Trump doesn't even know whether or not this guy is going to be helpful to him or hurt him. So you have a lack of coordination between the RNC and Johnson. which is really difficult for Republicans at this point, because without the RNC involved in legislative agenda, they can't then campaign on that for candidates across the country.
Yeah, and they're going to need that. Again, the stupid party strikes again. Only the stupid party could squander the golden goose that was given to them in 2022 and turn what should have been a 40-seat majority into a 4-seat majority. And just as you just said, it looks like they're getting ready to do it again. So then I have to ask the question, and I don't want to think this. Does someone in the DNC put Matt Gaetz up into torpedoing Kevin McCarthy?